But we, in the book of Ezekiel, we're going to be looking at verses 4 and 6 of chapter 1, but we're going to be skipping throughout the chapter and throughout the book of Ezekiel to pull some things together to understand what's going on with this. Now, the book of Ezekiel is very difficult in one sense. The Bible is written in as a mystery, and so I just remind you of that. But now today we're to understand that mystery, and we have the complete Bible to see it. The Bible is written in a code. There are code words that are used throughout the Bible that become familiar to us, and we don't think of them as a code. We think of them as a reality. For instance, the word angel is a code. The real part of that, the word angel means a messenger. Well, when it talks about an angel in this life, it's talking about a life that's not created on this earth. An alien from another planet. See, we don't think about that. And if you ask people, ask most Christians, do you believe in life in other planets throughout the world? Oh, no, no. So well, you've been believing it all the time you've been a Christian. Angels, see, are not from the earth. Cherubims and seraphims, the heavenly hosts are not. We use those terms instead of what we would use today or what the world uses in understanding what's going on. Well, now, what we're going to be talking about today and the next couple of weeks is top secret as far as the government's concerned. They don't want this information out. They don't want the reality of what is here to be out, as well as other parts of the world. And most people don't want it. That has any clue about it. They don't want to fool with it at all. And that is there life, other life besides human? Yes. God's created life throughout the universe. Now, an angel, which is an alien, that comes to this earth, he's so much like a human, he's a man. Shaped as a man, looks like a man, talks like a man, acts like a man. And you can talk to an angel unaware. And so if it's revealed to you that who you're talking to is an angel, it's so familiar that it doesn't bother you. But now the movies, the world, and all want to create aliens that have look like a bug or an insect or have an odd shape or forms and so on, and involved in that. And so scary. But now what comes to this earth from other parts of the universe is here because of God. God is a creator. God's in charge of it all. And so we keep that in mind is what is involved with it. Now the devil, Lucifer, he has some of these that have followed him. And he's trying to get them here, which would create all kinds of problems and difficulty. But he does not let them become public as we would think they would be, in the sense that it would take away from his glory. He's not going to be second fiddle to anybody. That's the reason why he's the devil. He didn't want to be second fiddle to God. He wanted to be God in that. Well, we don't think about those things, see. Now, but if you did and you met something that was strange from outer space, it would change your mind and life entirely. And that's exactly what happened to Ezekiel. He saw something that blew his mind and became a reality of God, that he wasn't serving just a God that was taking care of the rain and this earth. He was serving a God of the universe, of the cosmos, and of all creation. And he had better do whatever God said to do, regardless of how crazy it was, regardless how foolish it was. He didn't question it. He did it after this experience. If you had the experience, you'd do the same thing. But we don't have that. We just put God on the back burner. We put God as almost make him as we are. We try to limit God that, well, he can't heal everything, or he's not going to heal everything. Well, we don't realize how nothing's impossible with God. Well, Ezekiel came to that mind, see, with this. So that's what we're going to be looking at now. Ezekiel received the word of the Lord from four creatures and cherubims of the heavenly host. Now there, instead of here now, taking away the word angel is not used in the book of Ezekiel. we have the creature, four creatures, live, living creatures. They're intelligent. They can talk, but they do not talk to Ezekiel. These creatures cannot speak the language of Ezekiel. So they don't talk to him. And we'll see that as we go on. The Bible does not record anyone else receiving a message from God as Ezekiel did. Okay. So this is really, so in verse 4 now, as we look at this, and I looked, now as we talked about last week, the matter of getting into this experience says, as I looked, behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as a color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Now, we've got some powerful terms there. A whirlwind. Now, in Oklahoma, we'd say a tornado. We've got some activity involved in this thing, of this cloud. It came out of the north. Well, that's different from what normally a tornado would come from, see. But this is of God. It's not of man. It's not of nature. It's something that is causing this, that's totally different from what normally would happen as far as nature. So a great cloud, a fire enfolding itself. That word enfolding is not in the dictionary on this. It changes it as far as to the terminology that is there. But this is what God is using. It wraps around it within itself. A brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. I was attending Southwestern University in Weatherford, and talking to a fellow that I met there. He was at Burns Flat, Oklahoma. That's when there was an air base there, and they had changed the air base to space deal, and where that he was involved in the government experiments there, dealing with outer space and getting a type of spaceship that can fly back and forth on that, and trying to figure an alloy that would take the heat. And I said, well, the alloy you look like is going to be the color of amber. And he looked at me and he said, how did you know that? He said, that's top secret. And I said, what's in the Bible? And that perked him up, and he got interested right quick in this. Well, now, question one, a whirlwind came out of the north. Now, this was not in Israel. This is in Babylon, Iraq. Not in the place where God normally deals with his people in Jerusalem and so on. This is, they're in captivity, and Ezekiel's in captivity there, and he's by this river and sees this. And so it comes out of the north. Question two, a
great
cloud, not just a small thing. This is a big cloud, and a fire enfolding itself. So there's a lot of activity going on in this cloud. And then there was a
brightness
was about the cloud. Now, it's hard to illustrate this, but I'm going to try to illustrate a little bit here. He sees this cloud and the activity of it. It begins to unfold itself. It gets smaller and bigger and in and out in the and the lights involved in it, the fire that's there, is scary as to what's going on. He's never seen anything like this before. And then something happens that really gets his attention. That enough would get your attention to see this coming up, involved in what's going on. In verse 5, it says, also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. Now, there's that term, four living creatures. These weren't animals. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. not the likeness of a lion or the likeness of an ox or the likeness of an eagle, but the likeness of a man. Now put that on your back burner. Keep this in mind as we're looking at what's happening here. And so question four, four living creatures came out of the mist of the cloud and fire. Now we know from experience and from what we've seen as our we've been able to send up our astronauts out around the moon. We've had and bring them back. As they would come back into our atmosphere, what happens? It's a ball of fire. It can be a cloud. And so you've got these things that are coming in. They didn't originate on the earth. They came from outer space into our atmosphere. And that's where you get this cloud with the brightness and all that's going on. They came out of the midst of it. And so all of this that happened was a result of them coming to this earth. Now, question five, the four living creatures, that means they are alive, they're not animals, they had the likeness of a man. They stood on 2 feet, had hands, arms and legs, and all. And so as he's seeing this, the roar that comes up, we'll see later on, and we'll be in our study, came these living creatures. And they appeared. Now, this wasn't just some lights bouncing around out there. Ezekiel saw the details. It scared him to death. And as this thing develops, now, this happens within a matter of minutes. It's not something that goes on for days. Now, later on, it appears, we'll see it appearing later as he sees this again. But now, this is really an event that's just mind-boggling to Ezekiel, realizing that's from God. Now, we're going to skip forward in this to verse 22 of Ezekiel chapter 1. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was as the color of a terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. Now, look at that carefully. The likeness of the firmament. Now, the key to this is that word firmament. And we'll look at this in a moment. So there was a likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures. Now, the word firmament is a difficult word in this. It has a number of meanings involved with it. It means a division. That means a division also that is a hard division. It has a more like a protection around it. It is to separate one atmosphere from another, that you could take the one atmosphere and move it within the other, and they won't exchange. And this was talking about, it's the lightness of the firmament, lightness of this. So as we keep those words in mind with that on here, why? Why was this brought out? Why didn't it just say to begin with, and the Lord came into Ezekiel? We saw that later in our last lesson that appeared 60 times in the matter of this, of dealing with the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel saying, and about 49 times that actually we're saying, why didn't it say, why is this detail brought out? And why any description of a firmament on the head of this? Well, you'll see in the notes there, if I can get this going, yep. A firmament is a different place for a different kind of atmosphere where you can't separate them normally, but this is where that you can have a different type of atmosphere, any place where you want it. And the firmament is like a helmet that the astronauts wear when they are in outer space. Now, as humans, we can only breathe one atmosphere. If we leave this atmosphere, if we go under the water, what have we got to do? We got to take our atmosphere with us, how do we take it with us? We have a diving suit. And we have it contained in a helmet around our head. If we go in outer space, see, what do? They have a firmament, or what we would call today a helmet. Inside of this helmet is an atmosphere that creature can breathe that he couldn't breathe without it. And so you get the term firmament, what it's talking about, the division that is involved with this. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 40, just to remind you of something on this, the Bible talks about the two different types of bodies created that he's created throughout the universe. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Now, we read those and we just pass them over. Don't really think about what is involved with this. So question seven, there are two types of bodies. One is celestial. And the other is, now we've heard the term extraterrestrial, dealing with life from another planet they have them coming and showing on that, and they use those terms for it, which is a wrong term for what they're showing. See, they're showing them breathing our atmosphere. If it's terrestrial, extraterrestrial, they would have their own atmosphere, and they'd have to wear some type of protection for this. But that's just the confusion that's out there. Now, in chapter 15, verse 49, as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, these two bodies are also referred to as celestial, is referred to as a heavenly body. The terrestrial is referred to as an earthly body. So question eight, the two types of bodies are known as all right, as earthly and heavenly. So now, a terrestrial, which is an earthly body, is limited to one atmosphere. You got that? A terrestrial, earthly body is limited to one atmosphere. The celestial, our heavenly body, is not limited to any atmosphere. Now, a heavenly body doesn't mean it's just a floating spirit. It has flesh and bones. It can be visible or invisible. It's unlimited. And this is what we have with angels. Life from another planet. Angels have a celestial heavenly body. They can appear or disappear. They can breathe any atmosphere. They can go up in a flame of fire. They can be anywhere and then not have to have their own a separate atmosphere with them on that. So they can just appear and breathe anything. Now, Jesus changed our terrestrial, our limited earthly body at his resurrection to a celestial heavenly body. But until our terrestrial bodies are raised or transfigured, we will be limited to one atmosphere. Now, once we have that resurrected or transfigured body, then it's a celestial body, and we don't have to have a space helmet to travel in space. We don't have to have a diving suit to go under the water and breathe. We're not limited to that, and we can be visible or invisible. Some of the heavenly host are terrestrial and others are celestial. Now, most people think all of the heavenly host is celestial. But no, some of them is terrestrial. That's what we've got here in Ezekiel. They are terrestrial. And they have to have their own atmosphere. They can't breathe our atmosphere. So let's go to the moon. On the moon, when a human goes there, being a terrestrial, he has to take his atmosphere. And so he has a firmament. The firmament, he has that which divides the atmosphere of the moon the one that he can breathe within his suit on them. Now, we have a human, when he's raised, his resurrected body will be celestial. Let's see, somebody's got a phone going off. And so we have a human, if he's during the millennium, we could be on the moon anywhere. We don't have to have a spacesuit. We don't have to have a firmament over our heads. Are you getting the picture here? Now, an angel is part of the heavenly host. They have a celestial body, and they don't have to have a firmament over their heads. They can breathe any atmosphere. But there's a heavenly host. Some of them are terrestrial, and they have to have a firmament over their heads. They cannot breathe our atmosphere. That's what Ezekiel is seeing. And so now we've got this, that's what this dealing with and why the description is given in the Bible of these four living creatures with firmament. And then we have some living creatures inside the wheels. Not on the outside, but inside, because they've got their own atmosphere there. And the wheel becomes a firmament that contains that. A spaceship would be the same thing involved with that part on that. So in Ezekiel 1:22, and the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was as the color of a terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. Now, the likeness, it wasn't a crystal, but it's likeness. It's like a terrible means an extremely clear containment, almost invisible in that, but you can tell it's there, that is stretched forth over their heads above. So was the firmament above or upon their heads? So that firmament, we're talking about this division that was there, this helmet upon this living creature. Well, it was upon their heads. Now, I've looked at all kinds of illustrations, drawings of Ezekiel and these wheels. And it's amazing how far off they are and not even close to what the description is given here in Ezekiel on that. And where they've got one drawing, I saw these four creatures under this platform. The platform that was there, like a marble slab or something, was that firmament. Well, I can have a division of the atmosphere here and here, but that's not a division. What's above here is the same as what's below here is the same as what's above it. But if I've got a container, then inside that container, I can have a different atmosphere. And that's what the firmament's talking about. Not something just a division in there, but something that contains this. And it is upon their heads, not something just floating around top of their heads on them. Then, the likeness of the firmament was stretched. This thing stretched over the head, was put over this, and just was something that is normal. It's not something we'd normally wear unless you're in a different place on this. And so it was stretched over their heads above. So we want to keep this term in realizing these creatures are not angels. What Ezekiel is seeing is not something that is normal in this. The four living creatures have the likeness of a firmament, a helmet upon their heads, because they are terrestrial from another planet and cannot breathe our atmosphere. Now, this is top secret. You go out and tell others about it, and they'll try to hang you on that. They'll tar and feather you. they are not angels. What Ezekiel is saying here. Nowhere in the book of Ezekiel does it talk about him dealing with angels of any kind. So we have the firmament, a division of the atmosphere. Now, whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went, talking about these four living creatures, and then there was a wheel by each one of these creatures. Now, wheresoever the spirit was to go, they went, thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. So, what gave instructions or orders to the for the living creatures?
Spirit.
The spirit. And so the control, the orders came from the wheels to the living creatures on the outside of this. Now, question 12, the spirit, which is another life as the living creatures, is in the
wheels.
The wheels. So the wheels weren't just rims. There were solid wheels that you could go inside of the wheel. And we'll be dealing with that later on. So now, to get a picture of this, the spirit, it's in the wheels, life, dealt with the living creature, told the living creature where to go, what to do. Each one of these, the spirit inside the wheels, dealt with the living creatures. And so the living creatures was under the orders of those inside the wheels on this. So you got life inside the wheels and you got life out here. And involved with all of that, none of them could breathe the atmosphere of the earth. Now, some people, so the ones inside the wheels control the ones outside the wheels. And they'd want to say these are UFOs. Now, UFO is an unidentified object. These were identified. They were wheels. So in that sense of what Ezekiel sees, he's not seeing something that, though he's never seen anything like it, he can see similar things and describe as God gives it to him, gives the terms and what those terms in there. All right, next week, we're going to be looking at these living creatures a little bit more in detail, their wings and their faces, what they have in there. Very interesting and different from anything that we've ever thought about or dealt with in this. So at this time, we're going to take questions.